Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, we now bring you a discussion on 127th episode of Mann Ki Baat program. The participants are K.G. Suresh, political analyst, and Vaibhav J. Srivastav, anchor.
The Honorable Prime Minister of India, Shri Narendra Modi ji, addressed the nation and the entire world through the eagerly awaited and highly motivating monthly address of the program Mann Ki Baat, this time on the 26th of October. It was the 127th edition of this highly anticipated program throughout the world. What did the Prime Minister talk about? How did he reveal stories of India's past, India's culture, and the prowess with which India is moving towards the target of a developed nation? To discuss everything in detail, we are joined in the studios of Akashvani, very special guest, political analyst, Shri K.G. Sureshji. K.G. Sureshji, welcome to the studios of Akashvani.
Thank you.
So what were the important topics that the Honorable Prime Minister covered in this edition of Mann Ki Baat? How were they important for the people and the country?
Well, I think that every Mann Ki Baat is so informative, so educative, and so inspirational. He has so many stories to tell which perhaps we as ordinary citizens may not be able to get to know. But he collects it from the remotest parts of the country.
True.
And he tells us he is like a master storyteller. He tells us stories of courage, stories of struggles, stories of success. And I think that this time too, he reminded us two important milestones,
Ji.
Including the 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Patel, the 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram, which has inspired generations of not only freedom fighters, but also patriots. He has also told us about things like the Indian breed of dogs. He has informed us about the coffee being cultivated today, which was earlier only limited to few areas, say Nilgiris and certain places. Now it is being spread like anything. Last time he told us about Araku, and this time he has told us about Koraput in Odisha, where coffee is being cultivated. He has told us about mangroves in Gujarat. He has told us about a lot many information pertaining to cleanliness. For example, in Ambikapur, how the municipality there has started a garbage cafe wherein people can come and dispose of their 5 kg plastic and have lunch in lieu of that. Or for that matter, he has told us about how a person in Bangalore is converting or rather rejuvenated many wells and several lakes. That means that it's not just through government action, but also the local bodies, the citizens on their own have taken initiatives to contribute to environment. So I think that he has tried to cover a whole span of information, which I think was very interesting and very informative.
True. And I think what makes this program endearing, K.G. Sureshji, is the fact that he not just covers the whole nooks and corners of the country, but he brings up stories of people of the country who are trying to make a huge difference on the ground. First, let's hear the words of the Honorable Prime Minister on Operation Sindoor, a true and a remarkable example of the success of our armed forces.
Operation Sindoor ne har Bhartiya ko garv se bhar diya hai. Is baar उन इलाकों में भी खुशियां के दीप जलाए गए जहां कभी माओवादी आतंक का अंधेरा छाया रहता था. लोग उस माओवादी आतंक का जड़ से खात्मा चाहते हैं जिसने उनके बच्चों का भविष्य संकट में डाल दिया था.
K.G. Sureshji, I believe every single time the Prime Minister or the Armed Forces commanders take the name of Operation Sindoor, it not just instills fear into the hearts of the enemies, but also a huge amount of belief in our own people and the world and the allies of India that yes, India is very much capable, we are moving with time, and we are self-reliant. We can give a befitting reply every single time anyone tries to cross the Lakshman Rekha.
Absolutely. India, I think, has redrawn the red line, so to say, that if you cross this line, then you would be in deep trouble. And India can retaliate in any manner. So I think that India's focus has never been to warmongering. India has always talked about peace. And India on its own has never taken any step which has kind of vitiated world peace. On the contrary, it has been from across the border that terrorism of the worst kind has been perpetrated. For the first time, we have seen that India is hitting back, and not hitting back to trigger a war, but to hit back at those very powers which are trying to destabilize India, divide India on religious lines, create unrest within the country. So we have been targeting the terrorist hideouts. We have been attacking their bases, the bases of the terrorists. And if required, India is ready to pay any price to ensure that its citizens' security is secured. And I think the world has understood it. We have utilized in this recent conflict our own weapon system as far as possible. And they have been tried and tested so much so that Indian weapons are today in great demand. And I think that this is a new red line that India has established and has given a clear message, as you rightly put it, that any violation of India's sovereignty and any attack on its people will not be tolerated. This is the new India, which will not accept it.
And this is the new normal that we're talking about.
Absolutely.
Peak of political will and a peak of our armed forces capabilities, showcasing their powers and prowess. The Prime Minister said that he was also pleased to note that there is enthusiasm among people regarding the GST Bachat Utsav.
GST Bachat Utsav ko lekar bhi logon mein bahut utsah hai. Is baar tyoharon mein ek aur sukhad baat dekhne ko mili. Bazaron mein swadeshi samanon ki kharidari जबरदस्त तरीके से बढ़ी है. मैंने अपने पत्र में खाने के तेल में 10% की कमी करने का भी आग्रह किया था. इस पर भी लोगों ने बहुत सकारात्मक रुख दिखाया है.
ये जी सुरेश जी, टैक्स रिफॉर्म्स ऑफ एन अनप्रीसिडेंटेड लेवल लोअरिंग द रेट्स ऑफ ऑलमोस्ट एवरी सिंगल गुड्स एंड सर्विसेज, दैट टू एट अ टाइम जस्ट बिफोर द फेस्टिव एंड द मैरिज सीजन. What a master stroke. How was it important, please?
I don't think it could have been more appropriate, the timing. And I think that has led to not only a lot of savings for the common man, but also it has rejuvenated the economy. There is a cash flow in the market which is visible. People are spending. And as the Prime Minister said, a lot of that on indigenous products, on Indian-made products. The country has been promoting Make in India and Be Indian, Buy Indian. And I think that that is being picked up by the people at large.
True that, giving that joyous feeling back to the people.
Yes.
In a festive season which is one of the greatest and one of the biggest in the world, Deepavali and then Chhat Mahapar. The Prime Minister also highlighted some inspiring stories from different cities of the country regarding cleanliness efforts. He said that apart from Dholera, mangrove plantation is also going on in full swing in Gujarat's Kutch. A mangrove learning center has also been set up at Kori Creek.
Gujarat ke Van Vibhag ne 5 साल पहले अहमदाबाद के नजदीक धोलेरा में मैंग्रोव लगाने का काम शुरू किया था और आज धोलेरा तट पर 3,500 हेक्टेयर में मैंग्रोव फैल चुके हैं. इन मैंग्रोव का असर आज पूरे क्षेत्र में देखने को मिल रहा है. वहां की इकोसिस्टम में डॉल्फिन्स की संख्या बढ़ गई है, केकड़े और दूसरे जलीय जीव भी पहले से ज्यादा हो गए हैं.
On one hand, we have important and serious issues of securing the sovereignty, increasing the defense production, making our armed forces even more powerful. On the other, the Prime Minister never ever misses to talk about those ground level stories of people who make India better, of promoting cleanliness, of promoting a better environment, a better Mother Earth.
Absolutely. And I'm sure what is in my mind is about my next trip I'm planning to Dholera. And we would be very interested in watching those dolphins.
Absolutely.
And getting to see those crabs and other marine life, which has got a boost thanks to the effort which has been made. So I believe that this is not only about climate change, but also about promoting tourism, sustainable development, sustainable growth. At the end of the day, the world is today dealing with problems like climate change, global warming. And at this time, it is very important the Prime Minister has focused on social forestation and also encouraged people. And that is where, you see, the mother theme is throughout there always, because he was so close to his mother. He continues to, whether he is talking about, you know, Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam or he is talking about Vande Mataram. It is the mother theme is consistent in all his Mann Ki Baat addresses. So I think that this is very important, that when you are planting a tree, he has added an emotion to it. It's not just planting a tree. It is in the name of your mother. That means you get attached to that mother and you start looking after it, nurturing it the way your mother nurtured you.
Absolutely.
So this is in a way payback. It is in her memory that this has been. So even if your mother is not around, you can feel that motherly feeling in that tree. So I think that there is an emotional connect that he has given to the entire afforestation effort.
True that, the shadow of a mother's love shall always be upon us, and
yes,
such a wonderful way to give tribute to our mothers. Also, Mr. Modi emphasized that the 150th birth anniversary of Iron Man of India, Sri Sardar Patel ji, to be observed on the 31st of October is a very special occasion for the entire country. He said, Sardar Patel ji has been one of the greatest luminaries of the nation in modern times, and his towering personality encompassed many qualities.
Sardar Sahab ki jayanti desh bhar mein hone wali Run for Unity mein aap bhi jarur shamil ho, aur akele nahi, sabko saath lekar ke shamil ho. Ek prakar se युवा चेतना का ये अवसर बनना चाहिए. एकता की दौड़ एकता को मजबूती देगी. ये उस महान विभूति के प्रति हमारी सच्ची श्रद्धांजलि है जिन्होंने भारत को एकता के सूत्र में पिरोया था.
How important is it for the youth of the nation today to know such luminaries and to hear about them from a prime minister as much loved as Mr. Modi?
Absolutely. A nation which tends to forget its past, you know, tends to repeat it. So we should never forget our history.
True.
So I think that we must remember the kind of sacrifices that were made to attain freedom. And then post that, how Sardar Patel brought together 500 princely states, more than 500 princely states, brought them together. There were opposition in certain parts of the country like Hyderabad where police action had to be resorted to. And he had taken all these steps for the unity and integrity of the country. And he continues to be a role model because still there are secessionist fissiparous and separatist tendencies. We need to overcome them. So this is a clarion call by the Prime Minister that through Run for Unity, the youth of this country, irrespective of caste, creed, religion, language, need to come together and tell the world that we are one and we are going to work together, shoulder to shoulder, to take the country to be a superpower, to be a developed country, Viksit Bharat, and also a Vishwaguru.
True. Mr. Modi also touched upon the subject of India's national song, Vande Mataram. He said that patriotism is an emotion beyond words, and Vande Mataram is the song that lends tangible voice form to that abstract feeling.
7 November ko हम वंदे मातरम के 150वें वर्ष के उत्सव में प्रवेश करने वाले हैं. 150 वर्ष पूर्व वंदे मातरम की रचना हुई थी और 1896 में गुरुदेव रविन्द्रनाथ टैगोर ने पहली बार इसे गाया था. वंदे मातरम के गान में करोड़ों देशवासियों ने हमेशा राष्ट्र प्रेम के अपार उफान को महसूस किया है. वंदे मातरम हमारे इन प्रयासों में हमेशा हमारी प्रेरणा बनेगा.
जी सुरेश जी, हाउ इम्पोर्टेंट इट इज दैट वी स्टे कनेक्टेड विद आवर रूट्स, वी स्टे कनेक्टेड टू द स्टोरीज लाइक दैट ऑफ द आयरन मैन ऑफ इंडिया श्री सरदार वल्लभ भाई पटेल जी, एंड टू रिमेम्बर द नेशनल सॉन्ग विद सच फर्वर इवन टुडे.
Absolutely. बंकिम चंद्र चट्टोपाध्याय's immortal song continues from आनंद मठ, his classical text. I think that continues to inspire us, and I think that it not only inspires us to remain united, but also it gives us a dream. A country which is prosperous, which has its natural springs, its mountains, its waters, its environment. It talks about the most beautiful country in the world and how we as Indians should dedicate ourselves for the welfare of our country, our countrymen, because as Gandhiji rightly put it, that serving human beings is serving God. So I think that when we talk about Vande Mataram, we are not just talking about a geographical entity. We are also talking about the people living within it and how, as brothers and sisters, together we should work for the country's development. We should work for an inclusive, progressive, modern Bharat. And that is what Vande Mataram inspires us to do.
Absolutely, KG Suresh ji, thank you so much for those inspiring words, for instilling that emotion of patriotism once again in our hearts. And we hope that Bharat, India, keeps going from strength to strength under the guiding light that is Shri Modi. Thank you so much for joining us with the studios of Akashvani to discuss the 127th episode of Man Ki Baat.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on 127th episode of Man Ki Baat program. The participants were K.G. Suresh, political analyst, and Vaibhav J. Srivastav, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.
Spotlight.